Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so good to be coming your way once again this morning. I have some few things to share with you which I believe will really help you go the way God wants you to go. Hallelujah. I'm reading Ephesians chapter 6. If you have your Bible, kindly turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 17. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Then it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." It says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And for me, Paul says, "And pray for me." Hallelujah. Today I'm talking about pray for us. It says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Hallelujah. He says, pray for preachers. Pray for people who preach the gospel, people who share the gospel with you. You know, as I'm talking to you right now, I received a news earlier on this morning concerning some people in India. There are some militants in India who have decided to terminate some Christians. They killed some early this morning. They've killed about 18 pastors this morning already. And they have plans of killing 200 more tomorrow. I received a message that we should pray for them. And I want to relay to you to pray for us. He says that we may have boldness. Sometimes the pressure around prevents preachers from doing what they are supposed to do. Sometimes because of pressures from the home, pressures from government, pressures from every side, pressure from the people, their boldness to do what they are supposed to do is taken away. Therefore, they can't do what they are supposed to do. He says, pray for them, you see. You know, sometimes when some people have preachers telling them, pray for me, they feel that we have to pray that they will not fall. They are not praying that they will not fall, because they are not going to fall. They are men of God. They are preachers, you see. But pray for them that, first of all, that they will have boldness. Then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 1, Paul is talking again. He says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us preachers, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." That it will have free course. Pray that the word of God that we are preaching will have free course, and that it will be glorified, even as it has done with you. Then he says, "And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." You see, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Let me really amplify it to you. He says, "Furthermore, brethren, do pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on, spread rapidly, and run its course." Pray that the word of God will run its course and speed on and spread rapidly, you see, and be glorified and extolled and triumph, even as it has done with you. Sometimes people hear the word of God and they are angry. Others hear the word of God and they are blessed. Why is it like that? You, when you hear the word of God, it blessed you. It has helped you. It is helping you, and you are making it known to others. But sometimes some people hear it and they are angry. They hear something, we preach the word of God, and they are angry and they want to kill, they want to destroy. It may not be happening around you, but it's happening to a lot of people around the world. It is not happening to you, and it's not happening around you, so that you can be in prayer, you can stand in prayer, you can supplicate for all those who are having that problem. Hallelujah. Then verse 2 says, "And that we may be delivered from perverse, improper, unrighteous, and wicked, actively malicious men." There are those who are actively malicious, people who come against the word of God in an active way, ready to kill, ready to destroy. Then it says, "For not everybody has faith and is held by it." Hallelujah. So today I want you to spend some time praying for your pastor. Pray for all the pastors around the world. All those ones that you think are not correct, pray for them. Your duty is not to say how incorrect they are. Your duty and your responsibility is to pray for them. The Bible says to pray for all of them that are in authority. It includes men of God. Pray for them that they will have boldness, first of all. Pray for them that the word of God that they share will have free course, that they will have understanding into the word and be able to make it plainly known to others as they have made it known to you. Pray that they will be kept safe, their lives will be kept safe. Pray for other saints too, because if you remember, in Ephesians chapter 6 where we started from, he said, pray for all saints, because there are saints who are going through a lot of persecutions, going through a lot of tribulations. You are having a wonderful time sleeping and being okay. You have a regular meal. You are okay. Everything is fine. The other believers who don't have it like that. And God has made you comfortable for you in order for you to be able to pray for the others. So pray for the others. Kneel down today and just begin to speak in tongues and begin to pray and make intercessions and make supplications for other believers and preachers, especially preachers, because they are the ones who stand at the forefront, that will have boldness, that no government will be able to pressurize them, because there are governments who are pressurizing people all around the world. There are people in Saudi Arabia who cannot speak because of government. There are those in China who can't speak because of government. They can't make the word of God known to others because of the government. There are people in other places, because of some other religions around, they can't do what they are supposed to. They can't speak the word of God as they're supposed to. Paul says, pray for us. that the word of God may speed on, spread rapidly, and run its course, and be glorified, extolled, and triumph, even as it has done with you. And that we may be delivered from perverse, improper, unrighteous, and wicked, actively malicious men. For not everybody has faith and is held by it. Pray for us, my brother. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.